Rishami Taina Staff Yud, we're starting from Tesamid Beis. The Gemara discusses, we referred to already the tshuva that was done by Nineveh. We learn on many things from Sefer Yonah about the tshuva of how they were conducted themselves, and we learn many halakas from it. So the Gemara discusses, let's understand this tshuva that they did. They did a tshuva shav amoyes. Amoyes is like deceitful, not honest. They employed dishonesty in their in the way they conducted themselves. And the Gemara doesn't explain what they did. What did they do? Also, what they do? Rabbi Shimon Galafta Ome explains, Agimidu Agom Mifnim Mesei Machus, they put the calves on the inside and the mothers on the outside. Hamur Mesusa Makatanim, they took the small ones, which they'll nurse from their mothers, and they put them aside and put them on the separate, and the inside one is outside. Sahai Mifnim Mesei Machus, and the mothers were outside. So they kept them separate. They kept them, they separated them by a wall. And it was a problem because they wanted to, they needed to nurse. Have Elon Goy Menalka. And the offspring would be over here on one side, and they would cry out that they were hungry, that they wanted to nurse. And the mothers would cry from the other side, they wanted to nurse their child. They wrote Zelenik. As people used to say, is the Merakim Elayu. And they would tell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you be Merakim on us, if you don't, we'll be fine. If you don't be Merakim on us, then less than Rachman, I'm not going to have Rachman on the animals. We'll let them stay separate and suffer. They're suffering by being apart from each other, by their not being able to nurse from their mothers, and the mothers will be, are not able to nurse their children. So they're suffering. So you don't have Rachman on us. We don't have Rachman on them. And the Exil said the part, Manincha Be'ema Novoch Edri Bokor. State in the Pusik that says, in the Pusik in Yoel, that this concept would be the same idea. That Manencha Be'ema, that the Be'ema's grown, that they cry out. So there's a cow that they're suffering. So too also, that I'm Rachmim, who have Rachmazinim. Rachman said, what is this? This is a very unusual thing that he did. Araka, Aravi of the king. Today in Arapia, they do the same thing. They do the same thing in Yom HaTainas, by Ravya. They do the same knowing. They're not Rachmim on their animals. They cause the animals tsar. It's the same thing. What did they do? What do you mean they call out mightily? What did they do? They went ahead and they davened very aggressively. And then, because, what did they say? They said, that looks shira, because it's more important to be a bechutzpedik over a person who's very good. Surely, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu prevails in the goodness of the world, which means they want to show, they dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a chutzpedik way. Says the Kabbalah, the chutzim and natzik lineup. A chutzim is wins out on a person who's humble, is quiet. And if the culture can shmai, it should be the way. If the two people, one of them is louder, and one chutzim, the other, he usually wins. Usually wins gets hurt. So two, it works there, works by Hashem also. And therefore, they were davening in a chutzpahitic way, in a dashes way, that therefore they'll be answered by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each woman and egg, they turn back in their evil ways. And from the Gezeila, what does it mean? Of Yochum Hashem Yibkav Yodim, because whatever they had in their hands, they returned. Mashem Yada, Besed, they didn't look as they wrote. No. When they had things in their hand that they stole, they did tshuva, they gave it back. But when they had things that were hidden, that were concealed in their Seder Teva Migdal, that they didn't give back, that they hid, that they wasn't a full tshuva. They didn't give it back. They didn't return it to the people that they stole it from. So Memela, that there was not a full tshuva. It was not a full tshuva. The Gemara says in the Pasuk Sif, "Kilavakum abiklam shuvel Hashem." You could take your begotim and not your hearts and turn to HaKadosh Baruch. What does that mean? I mean, you should be lady gossip and begotim tshuva. If you go, you tear your hearts and tshuva. You don't have to go ahead and tear your clothes. Not a mourning over your children. If the person goes ahead and tears his heart and tshuva, you break your heart and tshuva, you feel bad and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In turn, you won't have to go ahead and rip your clothes like an avil, being doing kriya on their children, on the children. What do you do? You're gracious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your tefillah, and have Rachmanis on you, and will have Rachmanis on your children. That's I've talked on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll have Rachmanis on you. The Gemara gives a drasha. Hashem Menachayim, and how many is your Erech by Erech, Ein, Af, Ein, Sivik, doesn't say Erech Af, El Erech Apayim, Lashon Rabim, plural. What is the difference between Lashon Erech, Lashon Rabim? It tells Maruchim Tzadikim. The person that goes ahead and is Maruch, Erucho, Mitzadikim, disposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And he's slow to express anger to Rishayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu does. He shows Purim Sechakos. But the Rishayim, he lets them go and have good things. Because they can lose their Olam Haba. But he lets them have things now. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn away from them now. But righteous, he does. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger until he begins to collect what is coming to him and Skulag goes. When he collects, Baruch Hu goes. He goes slow to anger when collecting. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go ahead and with vengeance acts slowly when he punishes a person. He does it slowly. And even when he starts punishing it, he does it also slowly. He doesn't go ahead but kas. Arika does it slowly, quietly, does it slowly, does not the Gemara explains. Maruchu begaiva. He collects it, he collects his what he's supposed to collect slowly, because there's an anger right away. He does it very slowly. Mara says, I'm not going to be slow to anger. And you're not going to be able to do it. Because overlooks sin. You're not going to be able to do it. The person who says that, because Baruch overlooks the sin, is not going to notice it. His after ben emoi, his bowels will be overlooked, which means that he'll be affected with stomach problems. El the Marich Rocha, because Baruch is slow to anger. Come today, and therefore, because Baruch will collect his due eventually. He doesn't do it. Because Baruch will collect from him, will punish him, but he won't do it right away. Because Baruch will give him time if he doesn't repent. So if a person says, "Don't worry, because Baruch, forget about it. He's mavatu and he doesn't care. He'll forget. He doesn't look. He's not looking at you." Then mavatu, a person will go ahead. He'll suffer. That his stomach will have stomach ailments. Person has that. But if not, you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish right away, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you time to be able to go ahead and do tshuva. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects by every single person, he collects what's coming to him. Something more impressive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu distances anger from himself. He doesn't get angry right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow. Give an example, a marshal, a king who had two different legions, two different groups of army, of soldiers. Amalek, the king said, "Im dar me me Medina, they're stationed with me here in the country, in the Medina. Actually, in Medina, Makisma. So the people are going to go ahead; they'll be angry at me. Their legion will get up and destroy them. They'll get angry at me, and they're going to go and defend me. I'll send them to a faraway place." People are going to get angry at me in the city, in the country. They'll get angry at me. Mura says, until I go ahead and I send for them to come. People go ahead and they'll appease me. I'll go ahead and accept your appeasement. I won't have to go punish them. My anger, hain and af and chema are my angels of destruction. I'm going to send them over far away. The Kaisal gets me angry. Israel gets me angry. I'm going to go call for them to come. But that time, so Jew goes, the tshuva, I'll accept the tshuva, and I won't bring them here. I'll keep them away. He said, boy, I have coca, they come from a faraway place. So the Kaisal brought the same thing. If I have keep my anger, my af, if I have right away, my af, the things that I used to punish right here with me all the time. So as soon as they sin, I'll have them go and punish. They'll go take revenge. But I'll send them far away, so therefore they don't come until I call them. When I call them, by that time, Kaisal could do tshuva, and I won't have to call them, I could keep them away. And that's the way Kosh Baruch does. It's Derek Marshall to Melech Basav Adam the same way. So the Gemara Mitzvah, not only that, it's not a little flame. Kosh Baruch locks the door, doesn't let them come in. Not only doesn't he stop to bring them, he locks it, don't let them come on their own. If they want to come, he'll lock the door. They can't come. Next, Pasach Hashem stayed in the Pasach in Yirmiyo. Pasach Hashem has Otsu. Hashem also says Otsu Yotsu Kirchan. He brings out his weapons. I do Pasach. Kosh Baruch Hu opens it up. I do Torah. He's occupied with removing it, Rachmanu Kriv. Meanwhile, his Rachmanus comes close and he stops them from using it. No, the Kosh Baruch Hu does it in a slow process. He doesn't just let them come in. He comes in until he allows them to go get their weapons, until he allows them to go ahead and get ready to go ahead and do harm. By that time, they do tshuva, and Kosh Baruch Hu then locks, keeps them away and doesn't allow them to do anything and keeps them, the Kaisal do tshuva, and it'll stop them from doing anything. Then Rav Shemai Meir, Kinei Yashim Etz Mekomo, the state in the Pasig that says the same idea, the Pasig Yishaya. Hashem goes out of his place. What does that mean? Hashem goes from one place to another place. What does that mean? Hashem's all over. Malek Kalotz Kvoto. Yashim Yimbi, the Kashbar goes from one meter to another meter. Yashim Yimbi, the Sadin, and the Rachman Yisrael. Kashbar doesn't mean he goes from one place to another place. Kashbar goes all over. But it means that Kashbar, who goes out of the Midas Harachmim and goes and turns into Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim, and therefore will not punish Klai Yisrael right away, will allow them to do tshuva, and Rachmanis will take over. Another Gerush of the Gemara brings down, the Pasuk said in the Pasuk, Hashem will not be a person who will leave his word unfulfilled. He'll do whatever he has to be promised to do. What does that mean? He'll bring benefit on Klai Yisrael. Klai will not bring the word all the field. Do whatever he promised the Klai Yisrael to do for them. Even if they don't deserve it. Whatever he promised he's going to do for them, he's going to give them. And when Asura, if he says he's going to do harm, he won't keep his word. Then he won't go ahead. He'll change his mind. Rabbanam Luishu. This person, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, also the words of Hashem is if they're nothing. What are you getting? He said to Hashem, why are you getting angry to people? The people forget. People get over it. Lamanamru. Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu himself? Himself caused him to be reconsidered. That Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kosh Baruch in such a manner. He said, Kosh Baruch, what are you getting angry for? What do you mean angry? They sinned. They deserve to be destroyed. But Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kosh Baruch in such a way. What do you have to get angry for? That's what it's not. I mean, got a Kosh Baruch to back down. Kosh Baruch to have Achmanis came in and allowed them to survive. That's what Kosh Baruch spoke to. That's what Kosh Baruch does. He allows them to come in and to appease him. The person says to you, I'm God. Go ahead. Moshe says you're saying things that are blue untrue. You know it's not true. Bilam said that he's a god, and others said that they're a god, and Vukhanets and other people, Hashem showed that they're not true. But another man, if he says, the person, I'm a son of a person, I'm a human being, otherwise, what Kosh Baruch will show, he'll regret it, show that he's compassionate, and Kosh Baruch will make it show that he's not too compassionate. Kosh Baruch will change it. So, the lackers will come if we regret it. Oh, the Shemayim. So, I'm going to Shemayim. Kosh Baruch will come in, I won't keep it. It means the person goes ahead. It's presumptuous to say that he's going to go ahead, he'll be able to go ahead and control his amidos, control his anger. Kosh Baruch says, no, he won't be able to keep it. Only Kosh Baruch is able to change. Nobody else is able to do so. He'll say, Ani, Kosh Baruch removes it. They won't be able to say, I won't keep it. An arrogant person who says these type of things, Kosh Baruch will make sure that he fails, like Bilam and Balak, and Kosh Baruch won't let them succeed in the thinking they can go ahead and harm Klai Yisrael. When I said Baruch Hashem, there's no fast these days. We don't have a fast. There's no nasi amongst us. We don't have a fast. These fast days that we had were nothing. I'm like, what do you mean? We have fast days. What do you mean? They're nothing. So when I says, and it comes down properly, like raises up his voice against me, and I hated it, which means that Kosh Baruch was saying, these fasts itself that we don't do properly, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the kind of fast that we had originally to be able to go in and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change his gezeira from us. That we don't happen, says the Korban Eda. In Tan Akshel, Fish Ena Nasim Anu, we don't have that Nasim with us, and therefore it's no Tainus Nasab, no Din Tainus that we have. It's a different type of the Tainus that we have than we have. Yes, the Tainus we have, but the full Tainus that we have, that brought Kapara, that we do not have today. So the Mishnah, the Fila, they go ahead and they bring the Davin, they get up the Davin in the square town, screaming over the table. They go ahead, they bring down the ark, the Davin, so I can ruggle, an elder and a person who knows how to Davin. Yeshabanim, he has children, Metzareka, and his house is empty. He has needs like us, bro. He has nothing to feed his family, so he has a tremendous need. He's the person that should Davin. He's such a man, his heart should be completely Davin. Those are requirements for a person to be about to feed, to be a Shiat Zebra. And we'll have Nehemiah, Messiah, Brothers. We say 24 brachas. We say 18 of Israel, of Shemanesh, Muslim, he has six more. By the way, what are the six? Zechonos v'shofos that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Zofos, Zechonos, all the Pesukim that we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say here as well. And these are the things that we add on to the tefillos. And the Gemara says, what else do we do? As we say, Eli Atzosha, we say the Pasei, I cry to HaKadosh Baruch, I say Nasa Harim, the Kapitlo, I call HaTzim, HaKam HaKarasichala, Tevilo Anikiyato. These are the four things that we have. We say them, Yom Kippur Katan. These are the things that come special tefillos that come to HaKadosh Baruch, that we add on to the tefillos that we have, that dive into HaKadosh Baruch of the Tshuva. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara explains. Time with HaShav El Yerberach. Also, besides the thing that the Mishnah Shetzib has to have, he has to be a Shva Berach, he has to be a humble person. He has to be low knee, means he bends down, he's low. And he's submissive to the person. He goes in, he bows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's submissive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a person who is Makabel, Avodas HaMelech. He's willing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, to get down on his knees. He's able to be humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that kind of person, the kind of person that should be able to daven. He should be Ragal B'Chachma. He should daven, he should know Agada. He should know to Agada. He should know davening, to explain. Davens, you have to think what the Chazal is saying about the explanation of those davenings. Rishon Bais says he also has a house and a field, so therefore he has something to daven for. That mustn't explain why. These are things that he has that you need. Miskaven Adas, you want Kshami, you're going to daven for rain because you need the rain. You have a house and you have a field that needs to be watered, that needs to be taken care of. So fill up the well, fill up the field. Therefore, these are the requirements that you need to be about to feed. Mar said, my house is empty. Now you say over here, Shechtzibra has a house and a field. One you say his house is empty. Another one is poor. Now you say he has a house and a field. You're not poor if you have a house and a field. So Mer doesn't have an answer to this kasha. The Miyashi, these two Lashonos, to the carbon aid, the Lachari Tastira. One begs a reckon, you say empty. You say not. The Mer doesn't answer it. Trade to him in two different tanoim, two different prices. We don't really explain the contradiction. Mer can know that Allah Hashem Yatir is a born and born. He has sons and daughters. He may look at it. He has no hand. Doesn't have any children. Then he sent over whatever anyone they choose. You don't have all these different qualifications. You have no children that support you. Then anybody who wants to go, whoever can go up, who has some of these midos, can do it. You don't have all the qualifications. If you have some of the qualifications, you can go up and daven. So at the Gemara, we have the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Lama Shemoneh, why is it called Shemoneh Esrei? I'm a Yeshua ben Levi. Kineged Shemoneh Esrei. 18 mizros that we say. Shkasa Mirosho Te'elim. And Yach Hashem Yom Tzara. So these are the, we say it's 18 for those 18 things that we daven for. They're 19. Tell them the thing we say to gather together is not one of them. It's a separate one. Don't gather the one that we get together. That's not part of the 18. That's number 19. Don't include that into the one. Hashem answer you, but Hashem Yom Tzara is a different one. It's a different parak. That's not part of the 18 tilums that we say. It's number 19. So the Gemara says, "May Kanan, we learn from over here." By the internet, a person davened and he didn't answer it. So he has to go that. So you have to have a fast. Because we see you daven, he didn't answer. So we call it for everyone together. Yeah, and we have a fast. So if you didn't daven, because the tefillahs are not miskabel, then you have to obviously have to tshuva. So you have to fast. You have to go to a tainus in order to be able to Hashem Shiyakab Yom Tzara. Say to his rabbi, Tishma to the second, may your tefillahs be heard. We tell it to a rabbi, to his Talmud. And we tell him a person, and the first thing we say to him, your Rebbe, the Dovin HaMelech, said, same thing, guys, brother, you should say these tefillos, it should be answered. You have to go to Tamakakam to ask him to daven for you. You have to go and ask Tamakakam to daven for you. If your tefillos aren't answered, then he should daven for you. The 18 chulios that are in the spine. It's connected to 18 chulios of the spine. You're 24 in a person's neck, but in the back, you're 18. In the spine, you're 18. The problem is, so you have to go bow down for all of them. You have to bow down for all of them. You should bend down when you say Shemoneh Esrei. Matam, what's the reason why you have to bow down with all your body, with all 18 vertebrae? You have to bow down. We say in the Pasig, all my bones, I say in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So use it all to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another expression of 18, we have 18 askaras that are written in that Tehillim, and therefore, those 18 are connected to Shemoneh Esrei that we have, where it comes from. Havul Hashem, Havul Hashem, etc. The Gemara says, if we have different things, the Gemara says, we have another thing. So we say, someone said, we said, no, 19 is not. Maybe you'll tell me they're only 18, they're only 17, not 19. They're only 17 and 18. I'm a loy. No, they already did. That's not the 18. That's one. The extra one. They brought the 18. It was 17 and a chanami. But the chachma yavne made the extra bracha that they made. That one was added on, and that's part of the. It's 18, but really it's an chanami that it's 17. That's something that was added on. So Gemara says that we say. I really said from Yosi. I actually have covered the irim. Mashmei the Gemara said 18, not there. They're not 18, but 19 times. So why do you say 18 is 19? I'm Rabbi Lezer. I tell him the kolosh aminim shaposhim machni azedim. We include the tefillos of aminim aposhim machni azedim. That's included in brachas. The kiddum of the kavod matvilas up. Include those in tzaddikim. The David bevon Hashem, David Yerushalayim. So therefore, we have 19 of Hashem's names mentioned, even though we didn't have separate brachas for them. But it's really a combination together of 19, even though they're not separate brachas in itself. You have enough for each of Hashem's name for each one of them. You have enough for them. You got many more than that. Then you have many more times. So what, not only 17, 18, you have many, many more. Hashem's name is mentioned many times in that Shemoneh Esrei. The Maralah doesn't answer that question as to where you get the number from, why 18. If you're already counting Hashem's name, you should add on many, many more as well. So we have three explanations for the 18. Maralah tries another one. 18 times the Torah says the name of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov in the Torah. 19 times it mentions. So Amalei, Hashem Nitzav Levi, Amalei Minon. That when it says Hashem standing in front of them, you don't count one of them. Amalei Tami, she's only 17. Amalei Yikrub Hashem Shmi Hashem Avosa, Yisav Yaakov, even though it doesn't say the full name Avosa, that's included in one of that, there'll be one number 18, it would be included as well. It would be included as to where, why that would be the included in that one of where that would be included in the drasha. So that's more. Another reason why we have a fifth explanation for 18. Said Tzivun Shekar Torah to 18 correspondence. The times it says in the Torah, like Mishkan Sheni in the garden, the construction. Gemara says the Torah repeated them in the Mishkan Sheni. Said day times it's repeated in Parsha Bekudei. Gemara says Mechibah Adam El Choydram. Says the pasuk only in the pasuk from Eliyahu Mechimos. So the Matay Donat Sofis totally ended up. That's those Pesukim 18. Not all of the Pesukim in the Parsha, but only those ones are counted. Those are from these two parts, these two Pesukim. From these two, the beginning and the end of the pasuk in that parak, that's what we count, and that's 18. That's what we said from. Right to Gemara, we have 18. Well, so what about that? Shabbos on Shabbos. What do we get Shabbos? That's only 18 in the weekday. Well, we have 7 on Shabbos. Where do we get 17 on Shabbos from? Are we talking 7? I'm Rav Yitzchak. Can I get Shiva Kol Shem Kasev over there? 7 times says Kol Hashem Ba'ad, Kol Hashem Akoyach. The 7 times referred to it. And you're a Muslim, that's considered, that's where we get it from. He said, Keneged, Sheva Askar, Shikasim, Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos. 7 mentions of Hashem's name in the Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos is included. That's where we get it from. So the Gemara wants to know, that's as far as it goes. What about the other days? What about Rosh Hashanah? Where do we get it from? Rosh Hashanah, we have Tesha 9. 9 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Parshas Kana. Hashem Yodin Yasvei Oretz. Mentioned that Yasvei Oretz, we gather together, referring to the day after Oretz, the day of gathering. The day Hashem gathers the world together, which is in Rosh Hashanah. That's a remez for that. So therefore we see we have all the tefillos together, all of them. So we have, we know, they're 18, and now we have together, all together, now 24 tainus. The Mishnah said the 24 brachos that are said in tainus, 18 plus the ones we hit on. Where do we get 24 from? 24 times it mentioned Hashem's name in a different lashon of tefillah in Parsha Shlomo, Arina Tefillah Techina. These are mentioned, all the different lashons of tefillah mentioned in the Parsha, in Parsha Shlomo. And therefore, that comes 24. That's what we get. And Hashem, Shlomo, Davin to Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be answered. So therefore, we use that for the supplements. That's to get the number 24. That all together, 24 tefillos that we say in that time when we come there in a time is to come to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.